104.3 FM University Radio Network presents The Good Morning Wake-Up Show, a radio show for the English-speaking community in Puerto Vallarta and Banderas Bay, with your host, Michael Nolan. Welcome.
Come inside, come inside. There behind the glass stands a real blade of grass. Be careful as you pass. Move along, move along. Come inside, the show's about to start. Guaranteed to blow your head apart. Grass or shore, don't get your money's worth. Radio show, it has an hour and you gotta see the show. It's a dynamo, you gotta see the show.
Everybody, and welcome to the Good Morning Wake-Up Show with your host, Michael Nolan, here on University of Guadalajara Radio, 104.3 FM. Today is Saturday, October 4th. Can you believe it? We're already to October. Only 3 months left in 2019, and then it'll be 2020. I'm pretty smart, aren't I? Hey, I want to say thank you very much for tuning in. First of all, I want to start off today's show with a little sad news. We lost one of our very, very important professors this week, Doctora Marina Antonia Ambridas Rosotas. She was the director of the Obligados, the law school here at CUCOSTA. And it's just very, very sad that she passed away. And our condolences to her, all of her family, of course, the classmates and the students that she taught and all the alumni that she's taught for so many years here at CUCOSTA. So first of all, our condolences go out to her. Okay, let's talk about what's going on. We've got some very important events coming up on October 8th from 8:30 till about 7 here on campus. We are going to be celebrating the International Day of Seniors or Senior Citizens Day. It's going to be a lot of fun. There's going to be registration starting around 8:30 to about 9:30 in the morning. Then we're going to have a big inaugural welcoming ceremony that's going to be an awful lot of fun. And then we're going to have some movies, some dancing, of course, some food. We're going to have some special people here from the government, from the university, that talk all about the different services that are provided here at CUCOSTA and around town or in the Bay of Banderas. So it's a very, very important day. So it's open to the public. It's free. And it's going to be, again, October 8th from 8:30 in the morning till about 7 o'clock at night. So be sure to come to the university and enjoy the day. If you're a senior citizen, which I believe is 60 years of age and older, you're more than welcome to come. It's free and open to the public. We'll have a lot of fun. If you have some questions, please go to the university website, as always, and find out all the information. Or you can call Erandi Cruz, and you can reach her at 226-2200, extension 6622. 1-800-273-2290. Again, Eranda Cruz, the main number here at the campus is 226-2200. Her extension is 66290. I also want to mention right now, there's only about 3 weekends left till we have the 3rd annual University of Guadalajara Black Lion Run. This is a very, very fun morning. It's going to be on Sunday, October 20th, starting at 7:30 a.m. What the Black Lion Run is a very, very fun physical educational opportunity for you to come out, meet with a lot of your friends, your neighbors, the students. It starts around 7:30 in the morning, as I mentioned, and we're going to have a 2K, 2-kilometer walk and run, then a 5K and 10K. There'll be 3 different courses. The 2K starts off, it's just a 1K up and 1K back. The 5K and the 10K start at the same place, which the beginning of the Black Lion Run will be at the sports complex right across the street from the Sheridan Resort on Highway 200. It's just before you enter into the Old Town part. So it's south of the Galleria Mall, south of the marina, almost into Old Town. Right across the street from the Sheridan Hotel and Resort, you will have the big, big sports complex, and we're going to start there. The 2K returns back to that same spot, but the 5K and the 10K are going to be ending at the La Isla Mall. So you might make arrangements to have your vehicle or somehow move your vehicle, or there will be city buses that will be able to take you back from La Isla Mall back to the Sheridan area, the sports complex area. So right now the cost is 220 pesos per person. What does that include? First of all, you get a certificate of participation. You'll get a real nice medal showing that you ran in the run. You'll also get a very, very nice dry, wet t-shirt. And I've seen the one for this year. It's a very, very unique design. So be sure to sign up. You can, of course, go to the university website and find out a whole lot more information. Or you can always go to University Cucosta website on Facebook, or you can contact the university at the main number, 226-2200, extension 66304. And again, it's the 3rd annual Black Lion Run on October 20th, which is a Sunday morning, 7:30, and it is at the main sports complex down at the beginning of the Old Town in the hotel zone. Hey, I've got something very, very important to talk about. This coming Friday, which is October 11th at 10 a.m., the United States government, as well as the Mexican government, is going to have a very, very important information conference. It's going to be starting at 10 o'clock, and it's going to have a lot of different speakers from the American government, the American consulate, the agency here in Puerto Vallarta, but also from the consulate in Guadalajara. We're going to have about a half a dozen people from the university there. We're going to have the United States government officials, and we're going to have the Mexican government officials. And they're going to be talking all about different programs, different things that are available to you. You're going to be at the meeting. We're going to be talking about immigration visas. We're going to be talking about temporary visas, work, study, tourism. We're going to be talking about the American Citizen Services. We're going to be talking about fraud prevention. Some of the questions that people are going to be asking are, you know, how do you apply to be an immigrant visa or a permanent residence? We're going to be talking about legalization, how you become an American citizen, can become a Mexican national. We're going to be talking about passports. We're going to be talking about fraud issues here in Mexico, how to protect ourselves. We're going to be talking about information about visas, how much it costs, how and where you pay. where do you get your waiver letters, and all kinds of different things. So it's going to be free. It's open to the public, and we really, really want to have a full crowd there. As I mentioned, we're going to have people from the Mexican government, from the United States government, and it's going to be a really, really fun time. It's not only just for the expats, the Americans, it's for Mexican nationals, because the Mexican government people there are going to be talking how they can do things here in Mexico, but also the American citizen services are going to be talking all about immigration visas, temporary visas, how they can get visas to study or work in the United States, and how us expats, if we want to study or work here in Mexico, all those questions will be answered. So again, it's going to be a very, very important meeting. It'll last a couple of hours, I'm sure. It's going to be Friday, October 11th at UNERVE. It's a school that is on Avenue Grandes Lagos, number 236 in Fubiao. If you want more questions, you can call 322-226-1800. So it's going to be a great, great meeting. I'm going to put this information up on the web page. You can also call or look at me at the university website. Contact me at 104.3wakeupshow@gmail.com. Again, 104.3wakeupshow@gmail.com. If you need to have more information, we'll be sure to get it out to you. And we want to see a really, really large group of people. So, again, the meeting is going to be University School. It's right over by, if you know where Plaza Caracol is, like you're going to Costco, if you turn left, go towards the mountains, it's going to be on Avenida Grandes Lagos, number 236 in Fubiao. And again, the number to call is 322-226-1800. So I highly urge everyone listening to please contact your friends, if they're Americans or if they're Mexican citizens, nationals. This meeting is for everybody, and I'm trying to get the word out to everyone so we can have a really, really good attendance. As I mentioned, we're going to have several people coming over from the United States Consulate in Guadalajara. We're going to be having people from the Mexican government, the visa office, and different areas from the Mexican government. So I think it's going to be a very, very important meeting. It's free. It's open to the public. And it's going to be, again, Friday, this coming Friday, October 11th at 10 a.m. And if you have any questions, send me an email at 104.3wakeupshow@gmail.com. Well, that's about everything I have to say right now. I'm going to say thank you very much for tuning in. It's time to take a break. Go get your breakfast burrito. Go get your taco, your second cup of coffee. We're going to be back with a little bit more music, a couple of interviews this morning. And please remember that's coming up in just a couple of days on Monday. We're going to be having the college fair. It's going to be at the convention center from 11 o'clock till 1 o'clock. There's going to be over 90 universities representative. So if you're a grandparent, a parent, if you have kids in the United States, grandchildren in the United States, if you are a expat or a Mexican citizen that's living here and you want to know more about colleges and educational programs, opportunities for grants, opportunities for financial obligations and help for these different universities, how to enroll, how to fill out application letters. There's going to be, as I mentioned, over 90 universities from Europe, from Mexico, from the United States, even from the Middle East. There's going to be some schools there, and from Canada. So again, it's going to be sponsored by the American School of Puerto Vallarta. It's going to be Monday the 7th at 11 a.m. till 1 p.m. at the convention center. So please, please, if you have a child that is, you know, 12, 13, 14, they're going to be going to college in a couple of years. Or if you have a junior or a senior in high school that's needing help and wanting more information about universities from all around the world, please be sure to go to the university or college fair. Again, it's coming up this Monday at 11 o'clock at the convention center. Okay, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with more of the Good Morning Wake Up Show here in just a little bit. So we'll be right back.
The Good Morning Wake Up Show will be back in a few minutes. Let's have a little talk at the Good Morning Wake Up Show.
Because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well. Their father's hell did slowly go by. And feed them on your dreams. The one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry. So just look at them and sigh, and know they love you. And you, I know the fears that your elders grew by, and so please help them with your youth. They seek the truth before they can die.
Teach your parents well, their children's hell will slowly go by. And feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry. So just look at them and sigh,
Have a little talk at the Good Morning Wake Up Show. You are listening to the Good Morning Wake Up Show.
Welcome back, everybody, to the third half of the Good Morning Wake Up Show with your host, Michael Nolan. Today, I'm very fortunate to have Amanda Gonzalez Moreno. She is the Communications Director at the America School of Puerto Vallarta. And we're here to talk about a very, very special event coming up here in just about a week or two. So, Amanda, thank you very much for taking your time to be on the Good Morning Wake Up Show.
Well, good morning, everyone. We're very excited to host another university fair. This year we have over 90 universities from across the world coming to speak to our high school students across the bay. Everyone is invited. It's a free event. This is a great opportunity for students who are considering applying for colleges both in Mexico and abroad. We have schools from the U.S., of course, Canada, Europe, and even Abu Dhabi.
Abu Dhabi, Saudi Arabia.
It's an amazing opportunity for students to ask all the questions that they have, like how should I apply, when, deadlines, scholarship opportunities. And this event takes place on Monday, October the 7th, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Puerto Vallarta Convention Center, which is a great venue. We're super happy that they're hosting us. So again, it's on Monday, October the 7th, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., and everyone is invited. If you have any questions, you can go to our website, which is aspv.edu.mx, and you can just, you know, look at the list of universities. But, Michael, I would like to not name some of the universities that would be present.
Okay. Can I have you one more time give out the email that they can go to and look at a little bit slower because people are writing and it takes some people like me a little bit of time to write?
Of course. So if you want to find out about the university fair, you can go to our website, which is www.aspv.edu.mx. And you can call us, too, at 226-7670 to find out more information. But basically, it's free. It's open to everyone considering applying to a university, maybe even someone who's interested in a master's degree. These representatives from universities from across the globe, they come here and they want to talk to you. So it's a very dynamic event. Last year we had over 400 students come to the fair. So it's very exciting that all these opportunities, and the universities can see this. This is why they keep coming back.
Mm-hmm.
So each year we have more universities. We started small, and now we have this year confirmed 90 universities, including, for instance, Michigan State University, University of Arizona, University of California, University of Colorado, Canadian schools such as the University of Toronto, Camusun College, and from Mexico we have ITESO, ITESM, University of the Americas, University Ibero, Tech, ITAM, great universities. So Monday, October the 7th at 11 a.m. at the Puerto Vallarta International Convention Center. You know, the American School of Puerto Vallarta really wants to reach out to the community. All these events, we just really want everyone to come and benefit from this amazing opportunity. The College Fair 2019 is just going to be amazing. Thank you so much for considering coming and inviting
us. Well, I'll bet you a dollar somebody from the University of Guadalajara is there.
Absolutely.
And I'll bet you
Universidad Cucosta. Guadalajara and Cucosta. Thank you, Michael.
Yeah, they will be there. I guarantee you. I'll be there because this will be my third year that I've gone. And I have a master's degree, and I don't need to go to the university anymore. But I have two granddaughters that live in Arizona. And one of them is in her first year of high school, and one of them is in seventh grade. But it's never too early. You don't have to be a senior that's getting ready to graduate in May to go to this. For parents, it's very, very important. For grandparents, your kids don't have to be here in school at the American School in Puerto Vallarta or one of the other high schools here. They may still be in elementary school. But it's great to go and start the process, start to learn what schools have scholarships available, because I know some of them do, some of them don't. What schools specify in certain programs to where your child might want to do one thing or the other, and it's very important. So it's not too early to come, even if your children are in, in 7th, 8th, 9th grade, because it does take a while to enroll in schools, especially if it's an international school.
Especially because then they'll tell you all the things that you need. Like, you have to take the PSAT to prepare for the SAT. When are scores due? What type of essays you need to write? What type of recommendations? And it's just such a different experience to talk to a person than to browse online. Like, you get lost in all these websites. And here you have actual people that will give you their names, their cards, who are willing to help. This is their job. They want to reach out to people and help them out to make it more accessible to apply to college.
Well, so, one thing that's very important is these people know the ins and outs of their university. They either work full-time for the university, or they are consultants or agents that work full-time for these universities. And one thing that they know that's really, really hard to find out online is financial aid, what kind of scholarships you can get, and even better, what kind of grants are available. You know, grants are free money. If you apply for a grant and you are rewarded that grant, it's free money. You don't have to repay it like you do student loans. So it's very, very important. And there's literally hundreds of millions of dollars or billions of pesos in grants that so many people don't ever get. Nobody knows that you can apply for a grant for this particular field of education or for this, that, and the other. I learned that easily with my two daughters. I found money for them that I, like, we're Native American. And I found out that the Native American, the Bureau of Indian Affairs, has a lot of money for Native American students that want to pursue a college degree in sociology, psychology, medical type things. And I would have never known that if I wouldn't have actually talked to the representatives at the tribal council. But it's so important to come and be really pro on this. And I think you should really, really come. And I really have to say thank you very much for the School of the Americas, or the American School of Puerto Vallarta, for doing this, because it helps their students. But it doesn't matter if you're a student there, your grandkids are students there, no matter where they are.
Everyone is invited. Everyone is invited. It's on Monday, October 7th at 11 a.m. at the International Convention Center. It's behind the bus station, and the Tepeyac School is kind of towards the back of that area. It's a great venue. It's stunning. It's really just perfect.
Well, it's easy to find. If you're coming up Highway 200, either way, where the big Corona plant is, there's a stoplight, and all the buses are about half a mile down from there. But if you turn right or left, come down the street by the Corona plant, come down about an eighth of a mile, then you have to turn right, and you just keep going about another eighth of a mile.
You can't miss it. It's a really stunning place.
It's a very, very, it's a beautiful venue. And again, thank you very much to the Convention Center for allowing you to do this. Now, it's only from 11 to 2, so you got to squeeze yourself in there. And as you mentioned, there's over 300 students last year, and I think there's about 75 tables last year, and you're up to 90.
We're up to 90 schools this year. It's amazing. And I also wanted to invite everyone, Michael, if I may, in this whole effort to reach out to the community and really about worrying about people's well-being right now, we have inaugurated our well-being studio. Our well-being studio is offering classes including post and prenatal yoga, baby and me for really, newborns, and then romp and roll toddler gym for toddlers, and gentle yoga and meditation. We also have yoga for parents, but we also have yoga for teens and mindfulness and meditation sessions for teens. This is a very exciting opportunity. The new studio is beautiful. And if you want to do some yoga or some meditation, or you know someone with a newborn or who's pregnant who wants to benefit from these opportunities, we have a well-being studio. And the email is wellbeing@aspv.edu.mx, or you can go to our website, aspv.edu.mx, or call us at 226-7670. The American School is located right across from the Plaza Marina, right next to the airport on Albatross 129. And this well-being studio is open for all the community. We really are embracing this whole idea that, you know, academics are so important, but schools even are looking at, you know, the ability for students to take care of themselves and to have good health practices, to really integrate all aspects of our of our person into, you know, thriving and becoming successful.
Well, you all reach out to community all the time in so many ways. I know there's several times a year that your students put on plays and at the school itself, and they're very entertaining. I know we're still a little bit away from it, but last year, or 2 years ago, I think maybe both, you had like a Halloween party.
Yes.
A dress-up costume party, because my granddaughters were here, and they both went and had a great time intermingling with the other students and all the games and activities. And I remember it was the only place in town I could go and get Krispy Kreme donuts. That was
yes,
fabulous.
Please,
thank you for that.
Please, please save the date. This year it's going to fall on a Friday. It's Friday, November 1st, actually, so it doesn't overlap with, you know, your actual 31st of October trick-or-treating. So the next day, and it's an amazing party. It's a celebration of the Day of the Dead and Halloween together, and it's a fair. And you'll have great games and delicious food and just an opportunity to meet members from our community across, you know, Puerto Vallarta, not only, as you say, students from our school.
And it's November 1st at what time?
It starts at 6:30 p.m.
Okay.
You know, it's getting dark. Our parents do an amazing job just decorating everything. We have a haunted house. There's always great surprises.
Well, someone emailed me the other day and said, Michael, is there somewhere that you know of to where we can take our kids to have a safe Halloween experience and get some candy and trick-and-treat, things like that?
This is it.
And I said, this is a great opportunity. I'll talk to Amanda, see if they're going to do it this year. So now she's here telling us about November 1st at 6 o'clock, and it's going to be at the school. Also, I had somebody ask me, hey, do you know somewhere where us adults can go trick-or-treat? Instead of candy, we want tacos and margaritas.
Well, that's also your place.
I said, that's your place. You can go there, too.
For donuts, as you say.
For donuts, Krispy Kreme. But you can get the tacos. Or they do have food. And they also, you can walk across the street to one of the many, many restaurants in the marina and get your margaritas there.
So great, exciting things happening at the American School. We have the University Fair, which is an opportunity to talk to representatives from over 90 universities.
90 schools, wow.
International schools, Mexico, the United States, Canada, and Europe. Everyone is represented there. It's on October 7th. It's a Monday. It's at 11 a.m. Then we have our well-being studio that launched classes with yoga, meditation, mindfulness.
It's at the school there.
It is at the school.
And open to the public.
It's open to the public. For schedule information, you can follow us on Instagram. We are at American School PV. On Facebook, we are ASPV Mexico. And you can go to our website. It's aspv.edu.mx. All the schedules are available there. We have multiple schedules. But teen mindfulness and meditation and teen yoga are two amazing opportunities that we're so excited to be hosting. Great instructors. They're at 4 p.m., so it doesn't overlap with school or anything. And then, of course, coming up at the end of the month or the beginning of November, the first day of November, our great Halloween party, which is usually, you know, it's a guaranteed fun, great food, great costumes.
And adults, most of the adults and teachers all dress up also.
We all dress
so
up.
So it's a good opportunity to put on your Halloween costume and come. So
thank you so much, Michael, for hosting this. We really hope to see you there, and we hope to come and talk more about the Halloween party soon.
As long as I have the Good Morning Wake Up Show, you know my microphone's always open to you all, and I appreciate the time that you took today to come and educate and inform everybody about the University College Fair that's taking place on October 7th from 11 to 2 o'clock in the afternoon at the Convention Center. So, Amanda, thank you very much, and please know you're always welcome to come back. If you have questions, you can go to the website, which is aspv.edu.mx, or give the school a call at 322-226-7670. Amanda, thank you very much for all the information. We appreciate it, and I'll see you at the college fair.
See you there. Thank you.
Okay, we're going to take another break. We'll be back with more of the Good Morning Wake Up Show here in just a couple minutes.
The Good Morning Wake Up Show will be back in a few minutes. You are listening to the Good Morning Wake Up Show.
So good.
Well, it's time to say goodbye to everybody. I want to say thank you very much for tuning in to the Good Morning Wake Up Show here at the University of Guadalajara, 104.3 FM. As I mentioned earlier, this coming Monday, we're going to be having the University College Fair from 11 till 2 o'clock at the Convention Center. So be sure to attend if you have any children that are going to be attending universities in the next couple of years. We're going to have 90 different colleges. So please, please make sure you attend the college fair. Also, remember on Friday, the October 11th at 10 a.m., they're going to be the United States government / Mexican government open meeting. And we're going to be talking about all types of different topics that will be of interest to Mexican nationals and expats. So please be sure you attend the meeting October 11th, Friday at 10 a.m. And we'll be talking about immigration visas, temporary visas, American citizen services, fraud prevention, passports, all types of information that's going to be very, very important for you. And again, don't forget that the Black Line Run's coming up in just a couple weeks on October 20th. You need to sign up now by calling the university at 226-2200, extension 66304. Also, don't forget that coming up on the 8th, from 8:30 till 7, we're going to have the International Day of the Senior Citizen. We're going to have a lot of movies, art, fun, food, dancing, some plays, and you can find out more information at the university website or by contacting Erandi Cruz at 226-2200, extension 66290. Well, once again, I want to thank you very much for tuning in. That's it for the Good Morning Wake Up Show. We'll be back next Saturday with more show, more fun, more music. Please tell your friends to listen. We'll talk to you later. Thank you.
104.3 FM University Radio Network has brought you the Good Morning Wake Up Show. Be sure to tune in and listen next Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. Hasta la vista.